Well, listen, one more thing. About that 9-mile hole drill.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now look, I think that it's kind of silly. Maybe, I'm not a geologist, and maybe it would be to your advantage to maybe contact, you know, talk to listeners and see if any geologists are out there. But in my opinion, if you drilled 9 miles down and you came to a pocket that was 2,000 degrees,
yes,
you're talking about molten rock.
Virtually, no.
And aren't you going to create like a volcano? I mean, that's
I mean, you are asking me questions that I can't possibly answer.
Well, I mean, I know that when they drill it for oil and they hit the pocket of oil,
yes,
it shoots those drill bits right up out of that hole.
Oh, it does.
And the oil follows it.
I know.
And there's so much pressure.
That's correct.
Now, what I'm thinking is...
But they didn't mention in this story pressure. They mentioned a horrid little being that came flying out. Then they mentioned the drill bit turning wildly, and they mentioned a high temperature. But, they didn't mention pressure.
But they also mentioned that they lowered a microphone into it.
That's right.
Okay. It's a pretty long extension cord, but anyhow...
Not unreasonable. I mean, it could be done.
Okay, but now I'm thinking there's going to be...
And maybe... And one other thing, sir. Who says they lowered the microphone to the final depth? They may have just lowered it... in other words, they were hearing sounds, right?
Yes.
And so they may have lowered it just low enough to get the sounds.
Okay, granted. I mean...
I don't know.
I have an open mind. And which is one reason I enjoy your show.
You've got to admit what you heard, if you did hear it earlier, did you?
Yes, I did.
Pretty awful.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of special effects on TV, and
it could be that. I don't deny it. It could be.
You know, it could be, and I'm willing to accept, you know, either way.
All right. Look, I appreciate the call. Let me, for the sake of the audience that joined since midnight, I'm not going to read the full article about the 9-mile hole. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to read the email that I got last night along with what I received, this horrendous sound. Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him, like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Thank you.
That's it. I'll let you come to your own conclusions, as I usually do.